go out to LA. Coming from the city where no pity is shell. Somebody need to do a song for LA.
Hello, my name is Elaine, and I'll be your tour guide through South Central Los Angeles.
Look, count my dough and smoke up. I'm from California. Where you from? So what? I'm from California. California. California.
This is Los Angeles.
Well, where are we going?
Westward, ho.
I don't want you to leave. Cause when we're alone, I just want you. So please tell me you love it and come set me free. I'ma show you the real me. This is my soul. Sometimes I feel like I'm losing control, but it's just you and me, babe. Oh, can't you see, babe? I like the way that it sounds.
Get this party started.
Yo.
Mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2.
What up? Can you hear me?
Oh, I can hear you. Look. I have to do this. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and aliens and ghosts. I know y'all know what's going on. It is not a drill, okay? We talking about, oh man, this is crazy. Like it's like smoke coming out of the ground and stuff like that. It's fireworks and shit. A damn F, whatever one of those planes is, that's real loud, just flew across. Okay? This is not a drill. We want to talk about like one of the most, this is an R&B junkie. Okay? No. Not even. She's much further than that. She's an R&B hippie. Oh, it's getting crazy out there, okay? When you want to talk about one of the biggest supporters, ambassadors of the WNBA, okay? We know what it is when it comes to Ms. Wilson. Nobody can get near her. You better chill out. And then follow up with Ms. Reese. Reesey Poo?
Big A, low A.
And she's not playing, okay? Everything is a part of greatness. I mean, she is definitely the ambassador for the TLC legacy. Okay? Understand what's going on right here. This is very serious. From Jay's Quick 3 Podcast in the J-Spot Network, we have one of the most dynamic human beings ever created on God's green earth. Everybody, I want you to stand up. No. We're not clapping. We're about to put our lighters up. And for you people that don't smoke, turn your light on your camera, okay? And we're going to wave them from side to side because Jay Bug is in the... Oh, my God. What? Are you kidding me?
I'm humbled.
Shit like this don't happen every day.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate being on the, I mean, this is one of the most prolific OG platforms there is, and I'm happy to be here.
Yeah, I'm
Baylor, my bro.
Hey, what I tell you, it's not about me. You don't have to be modest. Okay, we know who you are. We know. We seen what you did. We know what you do. Okay?
Okay.
Questions is for you. We here, though. Okay. You locked in? Seatbelt on?
I'm locked in. Got my margarita.
Hey, and let me tell you, the name of this episode is J Boogie Night. Okay? And tonight, we got some questions for her. Question number one, Jay Bizzle, what podcast or podcaster would you enjoy in a TV series form? Pressure.
Are you saying any podcast or am I picking independent podcasts or like famous people or what?
You know what? Let's make it more intimate. We going straight chitlin circuit.
Okay. in a TV, you said, which podcast would I like to see on a TV series?
TV series. When you think of Martin, when you think of the Wayne brothers, when you think of Jamie Foxx, yeah. That's what I'm talking about.
You know what? I would have to say my homie 12 Kyle, he does these, well, actually it's on Eclectics podcast where they do these drafts with mm-hmm. different things. And they either go on each other's podcast and do it mainly on Eclectics. I would like to see them, the dynamic duo, on TV.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Well, shout out. Yeah. Hey, 12 Kyle, you listening? If you're a listener of the listens, okay, you got yourself a sitcom, brother. Shout out. Question number two is for you. Which candy is the best? Is it Cameo? Is it Soul for Real? Or is it New Edition? Oh, there's a lot of pressure on this
one. No, it's not.
Oh, I'm back.
There's New Edition.
Oh, like that? Not like this? Okay.
New Edition.
Okay, so
Ronnie, Bobby, Ricky, and Mike, and then you add Johnny into that and Ralph. Come on.
Oh, she said that candy goes to them boys from Boston.
Yes.
All right. Okay. And look, when I tell you she came not to play, she playing with y'all. Number three.
That's who I grew up on. Sorry. Those are my guys.
All right. I'm not, hey, and we not mad at it, and you're not wrong. Number three, if aliens actually existed and lived amongst us, who do you consider as one? It's a wide range. You can go with family. You can go with athletes. You can go with entertainers, podcasters.
If aliens existed, who would be one?
For sure. Like, you know, like, as soon as they reveal, you'd be like, I knew it. Y'all didn't fool me. I been knew it. I seen it.
You know what? And it's just because he just popped up on my TV. And you, I didn't look at these questions ahead of time. I'm just going off the dome. Victor Wembanyama. Is that how you say his last name?
Yeah.
San Antonio Spurs, right down the street from me.
Yeah.
I'm pretty close to San Antonio. Yeah, he doesn't look like a real person. I don't know how he moves his body at the size that he is. I don't see how he does the things. They just showed him right now playing in France. He doesn't seem like a real person. So if they came out that he was an alien, I would say, yeah, I kind of figured that.
And they didn't even try to, like, cover it up by giving him that long-ass nickname. Victor Wembanyama Pajamas. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got – come on, dog. It's too many syllables going on. I like that one. It was here the whole time, so technically we didn't keep it away from you?
Right.
All right, there we go. Where we at? Question four?
Yes.
I love it. Okay. What's more important to keep? Secrets or promises? Whoa. That's pressure out the door. Secrets versus promises.
What's more important to keep?
Yes.
Dang, why are you? That's number four?
That's number four.
You put an ease into it?
Yo.
Okay, let me think. Okay. What's more important?
To you, you know, not in general.
You're saying what would I like people to do, or what would I be doing for somebody else?
No, which one do you value more? Which one do you think is, like, is law above the other one?
Oh, gosh. I kind of feel like both of them are surrounded, are involved with trust in a way.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Either one you break, you're breaking a certain amount of trust. Because if you promise something to somebody, you're trusted in that person's going to do that. And if they break that promise, you kind of lose that trust. But if you if you're telling someone something or they know something and they tell it, then you're breaking a different kind of trust. I'm going to say, for me, I can see you breaking promises because it might be something that maybe happened where you just couldn't do it.
Mm-hmm.
But for you to tell a secret, if you know something or I told you something in confidence and you say that, that's I don't forgive that. Hmm. I can't move. I don't really move on from that. I remember it. We can try to get on the best way we can, but I would never forget it. So I would say The Secrets.
I'm glad you picked that one because I know what you did last summer. Boom, boom, boom. You get, hey, I'm here all night.
You cut out. What'd you say?
I said, I'm glad you picked. I'm glad you picked Secrets because I know what you did last summer.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we gonna keep that till you know what we did, and nobody else is gonna know, right?
There we go. There we go. All right. Let's see. Number five. Hear me clearly. Hear me clearly. Attend high school with Prince. Live on the same block as TLC, or be co-workers with Janet and Mike.
No.
That's fire. That is.
You are diabolical.
I am. Wow. Because I've already put myself in those scenarios. Going to high school with Prince. Blouses. What? What? But staying on the same block. Building a treehouse with TLC, you can't go wrong with that, and ain't too proud to beg if they can come outside. But the pettiness in that office between Janet and Mike. Lunch breaks is going to be crazy.
You said Janet and Mike.
Both of them. Because look, I'm not even looking at them like brothers and sisters. I'm looking at them as the two coworkers that get along too good.
Mm-hmm.
Like the messy coworker right. friends.
Okay. Oh, man.
This was all without edible.
I'm scared to see the ones with the edibles. Oh man, because TLC is just a great group of people. They just have fun.
And you talking about childhood cool. TLC. Yeah,
grow up with them. We on the block. Yeah. We stand out till the streetlights come on.
Yeah,
like you can't miss those memories. But,
summertime. Oh God.
But I mean, Prince. High school years are important. And then you got Janet and Michael at work.
Because,
I mean, your work friends are sometimes, like, the best friends you're going to have.
Oh, man, them nights when y'all go out to drink. Oh, my God.
Yo, I don't.
Mike having all the tea?
Okay, I'm just going to. I'm gonna have to roll with my work friends. I'm gonna have to go with Janet.
Really? I guess I didn't know you as much as I thought I did. I swear up and down, you was gonna go with TLC.
I was, but I'm like Janet came before TLC. Janet and Mike came before TLC, and I just the opportunity to be with both of them. Like I get two of them. Yeah. Maybe if it was one or the other, I might have chose TLC. But I got both of them. I can't pass that opportunity to be work besties with them. Come on.
Crazy right there. I know.
That's years of fun.
I know 12 Cal and Britt is just, they yelling at the phone right now. Both of them niggas are in high school with Prince. I know for a fact. They know. All right, let's keep it rolling. Oh, we're having so much fun. So much fun. Number six. Would you want to have the ability to know what your purpose is on Earth?
Yes.
Yes? Explain.
Mm-hmm. Because why wouldn't I want to know what my purpose is? I think it's important. I mean, I don't know who said this. Steve Harvey, mm-hmm. I think, said that you always want to live not necessarily do what your passion is, but do what your purpose is. Because your purpose is more important than what your passion. Because your passion is just something you like, but your purpose is what you were destined to be doing. So if I could know what my purpose is, that's actually something I'm searching for. Mm-hmm. What my true purpose is and what's the difference between my purpose and my passion. I mean, it'd be a lot easier.
Okay. Well,
I can just go for it. So, yeah.
Follow up question alert.
Here we go.
Do you think it's important when you know about it, the time frame? Because would you understand what your purpose is at 14 or 21? And would you be disciplined? And would you be disciplined in doing that?
I think the timing is important.
Okay.
Because if I knew what my purpose was at, I mean, you have to be at an age where I think you could grasp what that means. If you said what my purpose was at 12, and I'm telling you, no, my purpose is to meet TLC and go to Atlanta and be with them, and I don't care what you think my purpose is, that's different than if you tell me at 25, this is what your purpose is, then I think I can take it and actually do something about it and work towards it or whatever that is. Because I understand life a little bit more. When you're a little bit younger, I feel like I already had in my mind what I was doing and nobody could tell me different.
Right.
So it wouldn't make sense to me. So yeah, I think it's the timing is important.
There we go. See? I already prepped the audience for this, and they still amazed. Yeah, that's what we do over here. Next question, number 7, which is like technically halfway through.
Okay.
What's difficult about love?
The work.
The trenches, yeah. She said. Yeah, would you like to elaborate?
I mean, if you're a religious person, you know, love is not hard. Love is not, you know, there's not love is just pure.
Yeah.
But we're humans. And so we don't operate in that same vein. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So we have human things, human situations, human feelings, human mood swings, human attitudes and personalities. And so if you're truly... I would say, are we talking about a romantic love, right? I'm assuming.
Whichever one you wanted to pick, there was not, you know.
Oh, I'm thinking in a way of romantic love. I mean, if you're in a relationship, it's just hard to
deal with
all that.
I think the other one, we'll stick with that one because I think the other one is just... That's natural. That's easy.
You know,
before a sibling or a parent, cousin or something like that, or a friend.
Parent or an object or your passion or something that you love to do.
Yeah.
It's like unconditional. You're going to love it no matter what.
Yeah. But the other one, that's the work.
You got to work on that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Look at you. Oh my God. Number 8. I'll say 3 names. I'm going to say 3 names, right?
Mm-hmm.
You have to create a group. Any group you want, R&B group. It could be they could be tag team wrestlers, whatever collectively, okay? Mm-hmm. You ready for the 3 names?
Yes.
Britt, 12 Cal, and Autumn. Oh, that's a cold group. Right? That's a cold group. Oh, man, these groups, like, just think of, like, the legendary groups out there. We got, we just finished talking about TLC, SWV, like, the 3, one day we're going to have an episode about the 3-letter R&B groups, okay?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. But you also got the Heart Foundation, D-Generation X, NWO, NWA. You know, these names are brands. So when you take that into consideration, when you think about Autumn, the Aries, and then 12 Cal, and also Britt, because we could talk about this shit all day.
Right.
It's a lot of pressure.
This group is going to be Autumn, Britt, and Kyle, you said, right?
Yep. Yeah, I can see it already.
This group is going to be a dynamic group like a Diggable Planet or Fugees.
Okay. All right.
Because three separate kind of identities, but bringing them together, like all of them bring something different.
Mm, you got your hip hop,
you got your R&B, you got your soul, you got a little ratchet in there too. Like you bring it together and it's just a hodgepodge, but it works. You don't think it works, but when you look at groups like the Fugees and you look at groups
like Black Eyed Peas?
Black Eyed Peas.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Or TLC, you know, yeah. R&B, the funk, and the rap.
They could be like, baked
bring
beans.
Bring those things together. They're all unique in their own special way, but if you put them together, they make a beautiful sound.
Okay.
Yeah.
But when I buy the tickets, who am I buying the tickets to see?
What do you mean?
I'm going to, what's their name?
Oh, I got to think of a name?
Yeah, we need a name. Yeah, dude. I know them individually. I got their posters on my wall individually. But when they come together, they're the, you know?
Oh.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They're a brand. They're a brand for sure.
Oh, man. Now, you had me drinking these margaritas. You think I'm supposed to think of a name?
Yeah.
Right away on the spot.
I did. I got one.
What is it?
Just a couple of folks.
Okay.
Yeah.
A couple of folks is the name.
Just a couple of folks.
Just a couple of folks. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I can't think of one. You might have to come back to me on that. I can't think of one.
Okay.
Right now.
All right. Look, and that's.
I want it to be a dope name because they deserve something that's.
And they do. So we're gonna put this to the side. Okay.
Okay.
We're gonna put that to the side, right? Okay. Now, number nine. Oh wow, this is a crazy one. I think somebody sent this one to me. Number nine. What has Baylor said in the past that you don't agree with?
Do you want to get into that right now?
I mean, no, it could be anything. It could be anything that I could have posted it on Twitter. I could have said it on one of these random videos I'd be posting sometimes. I could have said it in one of my podcast episodes. You never know. And I'm not always right, but when I am, it's a thing.
Mm-hmm. What's one thing Baylor says that I do not agree with?
Oh, man. I love this question. Oh, yeah. This is crazy. Man, if I send this to Britt, she's going to go. Oh. Yeah.
Well, I guess for the thing that comes to the top of my mind, and I love you like a brother. You're my homie.
Ooh.
You really are.
Ooh.
But when you said that... you're the gatekeeper of R&B.
Oh, man.
That nobody was touching anything. There's no competition.
Yeah.
When I have obliterated you every time that I put out an episode.
Wait a minute.
I don't agree with what you have to say.
How did we get there? I guess I walk right into that one.
You kind of did. You did a little bit.
All right. What was it? Well, you know what the cool thing about life, we can just get to number 10. Let's see what number 10 is.
Okay.
Got to dodge that one next time. Number 10. What's a male trait you will swap for? Well, that's a good one.
A male trait that I would swap for.
Something that we do. You'd be like, you know what? That's pretty dope.
Something y'all do that I think is dope.
Yeah. It's gotta be exciting, you know what I'm saying?
Did you hear the episode me and Britt did with Kyle about guys?
Yes, I did. I love that episode, by the way. Okay. I love that one. Your stories is like, yeah, we're gonna have to talk again. Before you talk to Netflix, please talk to Baylor.
Okay. Something that I think that y'all do is dope.
Hey, she said y'all niggas.
I mean,
It literally sounds like you're not that guy. Like, I feel like you're telling us that.
Well, I'm not even gonna get into it. What I like about guys is that y'all can get, at least to us, to my perception, y'all can get over stuff real, real fast.
Ooh.
Like no matter if you're arguing or whatever it is, like most, like small things, I'm gonna say.
Yeah.
Because I know most guys, a girl hurt you in the third grade and now you
yeah, that's still there. It might still be there. Yeah, it still might be there.
But
yeah.
I'm talking about like simple things, like some things that something happened at work or, you know, somebody said something to you crazy. Most of the time, the guys that I know, they're like, I'm not worried about that. That's not a huge deal. Whereas we might, or I could say for me, I might have a problem with it and I'm thinking about it or whatever. So I think that's dope that y'all can get over stuff. Even with friends, y'all may have some arguments and not even real arguments, just some disagreements. The next day, y'all cool again.
Yeah.
Sometimes that doesn't work for us
in
that way. So yeah, that would be kind of cool to not have that. I don't know what that is, the attachment to whatever the issue or drama may be. Y'all can overlook that, so I like that trait.
Well, I mean, look, for what it's worth, we're called dogs, you know, and what do they say about dogs? They're one of the most loyal.
Yeah,
it's just loyal pets. Here's the thing, like that's the truth. But I'm gonna give y'all a little insider, and fellas, don't kill me for this one, but look, let's progress. It's 2024. 9 times out of 10, like when we in that, if we beefing, me and Marcy beef, you know how you can have one of those beefs where y'all not talking for a couple of days? I'm going to tell you right now, day two, I'm not even mad no more. I'm just scared I'm scared, okay? I'm just acting hard. I am definitely, I'm not even on that gangster shit no more. After 24 hours, I have figured out who was wrong and right. I am willing to apologize if I think you're wrong because I'm scared, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I can't speak for a lot of fellas, but they scared too. Just letting y'all know. So after, within that 48 hours, unless it was like really you and you know it was you and he know it was you, that's a different story. But if we're talking about 50-50, it can go either way. Men want peace, ultimately.
Yeah.
He's scared after 48 hours, I promise. Don't do him like that. Go get him. Go get him. Go get him. Go get him. All right. All right. All right. What's the next one? Number 11. You, my friend. And I'm glad we're friends. You get to pick the music video to be a part of. Past, present, future.
Oh, what am I picking? What do you mean?
You could pick whatever music video. Whatever music video that was ever created, recently created, and in the future, if you think they gonna come out with a dope video in the video, you get to be a part of that. However you feel, whatever video it is, you get to pick to be in that video.
Oh, you know what? I got to be in the Pleasant and Principal video with Janet. What? I got to do the routine.
Okay.
Yeah, because I've learned it. I need to be a part of that. Can I have a backup?
Wait a minute. What you mean by back? Wait. What video again?
The Pleasure Principal video.
Oh, let me tell you. I'll be the chair. That is a good, because you know that's one of my favorite Janet songs, like top three.
Yeah. Okay.
Wow. So paint this out. How are we a part of this?
I mean, I know it was a solo video.
Yeah.
But I feel like at this point, Janet comes into the dance classroom or whatever, like her little loft. I just happen to be there. I'm her homegirl. She's telling me what's going on in this situation because the song is about talking about this guy. So she's telling me the story. All of a sudden, we link up. Now we're dancing. We're both walking up the stairs. We're both doing the breakdown. We're dancing in front of the mirror. We're doing the backflips. We're tandem. And then we leave to go hang out. So I can figure out a way to be a part. I know it's a solo video. It sounds weird, but that is like my all-time favorite Janet Jackson video. Miss You Much probably would have been better because people were in the video, but I'm going with Pleasure Principle. And I'm putting in my backup just because I have to be a part of TLC's Get It Up video.
Okay.
I just have to.
Okay.
Yeah.
She I have to. Came ready.
Yeah.
Now, I like that. No, I really like that. Ad lib question alert. Uh-oh. Alert. Hey, what video do you think I would pick? Based off of who I am, what I say, what I like, what I play, what is the one video you know you'd be like, yep, you'll definitely be in.
I mean, what I think or like what I feel like you are now.
Shit, let's go with both.
I think you would get your life, your whole entire life, if you were part of the Not Like Us video.
Okay, that's a good one.
Kendrick Lamar.
That's a good one. I like that one. I like that one. That would probably be top three.
But what I know of you now, like, you're real. Like, you are a West Coast guy, but you're real. You're heavy R&B.
Okay.
You're heavy R&B. So I can definitely see, as crazy as it may sound, I can see you in a video with like a Hailey Smalls or Yuna. Some kind of video, whatever it is that they're doing, I can see you like in the mix.
I'm gonna be doing something.
Yeah.
I'm gonna be doing something. Okay. I do the same thing Alicia Keys did. Okay. I'ma give you that coffee. And now, if I call, look, see, double standards. Double standards. Because the police is at my door. If I call. If I call that woman, like, hey,
calling somebody and walking up to them, talking about, I know you, I see you every day with your milk and coffee.
Yeah, I'm the one that cut those pancakes for you like that. That's me. No, it'd actually be Scream.
Scream in order.
It'll be Scream.
Scream. I can see that. Okay.
Yeah. Because at this point, I know I got it. You got to teach me everything, Mike. And okay. I want to throw that disc. Like, I want to scream. I want to do all. I want to climb on a wall. I want to dance with Janet.
That's an iconic video, too. That's dope.
Yeah. I'm definitely screaming. Yeah, for sure. Number 12, and we coming up on the end. Kool-Aid or Gatorade?
Kool-Aid. Who picks Gatorade?
I don't know, because this is the first time I'm ever asking this question.
Oh, Kool-Aid.
Okay, Kool-Aid. All right, now which flavor?
Red.
Now, which two would you mix?
I always mixed the raspberry, I think it was raspberry lemonade.
Mm-hmm.
With what did I mix it with? Was it, we used to make this drink in college. Now I don't remember. We called it J&A Kool-Aid. J for me.
I put that on. Well, that's got to go on a shirt. I'm sorry.
What? J&A Kool-Aid?
Yeah. Yeah.
We mixed, it was tropical punch and the raspberry lemonade.
Mm.
We mix that together with okay, this was college. We probably have a more premium
disclaimer.
Vodka, but at this time, it was part Everclear and part, it was a couple of alcohols in it. What did we have in there? So we were broke. You can get a gallon of Everclear for like $10 and you'd be set.
What is going on in that dorm room?
Look, everybody loved our J&A Kool-Aid. They requested it every party that we make it. We moved up to a little higher premium vodka because, you know, Everclear tastes like rubbing alcohol. So once we got the flavor right, you couldn't taste the alcohol, but it was definitely there. I think we moved up to McCormick's. That's cheap, but it's better than Everclear. But yeah, you mix that vodka in there with that Kool-Aid and you be gone.
There's a documentary that needs to be done about you.
Me?
Yeah. I'm just putting that out there. Like, okay. I feel like the stories that you've shared and that you can share, and maybe the ones that you might be 50-50 on, I need that. Like Barbara Walters need that. But let's continue, because I don't want to get off script.
Okay.
All right, number 13. These are the next four candidates for the presidential running. Who you voting for? Vince Staples, Don Staley, Black Thought, and myself.
Oh, Don Staley all day.
You want to elaborate? You want to feel Don like how you want to tell us how she's or what she promised us?
Don Staley is going to be honest. She's going to be fair. She's going to fight the good fight. And more importantly, she's going to have us in mind with whatever she does. And she's not going to back down. And she's a winner. So she's going to get it done.
And she definitely is a winner.
Yeah.
Yes. Definitely my boo in all three in the universe. Let's move on.
You said your boo? Does Kyle know that? Y'all not going to be friends after this.
Jay Boog, duh. Kyle is not on this show right now.
Okay.
Okay. Cal, we've talked about this. Okay. Relax, okay? You can't have everything. You know how the older brother just wanna have everything. Like, no, let the younger brother is cool too. Okay? That's a fact. Now, number 14. Oh, this is a good one. Cause we need to know. This is called J Bug Food Judgment. And what is that? Well, just hear me out. Because I judge people that put ketchup on their chicken. Yes, I do.
Chicken?
I judge people that put ketchup on their chicken. And those
people... Why would you put ketchup on your chicken?
Because those people are out there, and I'm scared of them in public.
Oh, okay.
And I've seen this numerous. Like, the phones are ringing off the hook. I'm not answering it because they're conservative.
I've never heard of that in my whole life.
I've been around those people and I felt disgusted.
Okay.
Shame. So who do you judge? Food-wise.
Food-wise?
Yeah. Hey, can I just say this right now to 12 Cal?
What? Yeah.
As a person who eats grits with butter and sugar, we do not judge the people who do not. You guys judge us, which means that's a level of racism. Go ahead.
I'm a straight up, and I know, I think you're on the other side of this, so it may be controversial.
Okay.
I'm judging people that eat candy corns, because what is that?
Oh.
Why are you doing that?
Let me tell you. People that eat candy corn, they're not allowed in my house.
Oh, you're on my side. Okay, I couldn't remember because it's been a while since we had a candy corn battle online.
Yeah, no, look.
Shout out to Penrose.
Literally. It's not that I won't invite them because I love everybody, kind of, right? They won't cross through the door. You want to know why? Because they're vampires. That's why this is a holy house, okay? You keep that devil's plastic away
from
me, okay?
It is candle
shame
wax.
On you. You need church several days out of the week. I promise you, that is disgusting. That is inhumane, and I will not. I'm all Karen when it comes to candy corn.
Yeah,
that's.
I'm judging if you eat candy. I can't do it.
Do you know people that do that stuff? Because it's not.
Not in real life.
It's I've not food intake. It,
but I've never seen people like in my face eat it. I've never.
Somebody told me it's like ayahuasca.
Is it? Is that what? Maybe that's what the lure is, because I don't get it.
Well, without the side effects. So, like, I don't know. I don't. I remember, because I tried it as a kid. We all did. Look, I tried beer as a kid, and I found out then beer's not for me.
You said beer?
Beer, yes. Budweiser, all that. Yeah. It's not for me. I just don't like beer, right? Beer and candy corn is the same thing. I am convinced that the factories are next to each other. Who sat there in that meeting and said, I got an idea. Your hand is raised, Tim. What do you have today? Candy corn. And somebody said, what? Tell me more. Who was the nigga that said that? Who was the nigga that said, right, tell me more about candy corn?
How did it make it out of the ideal room? Because at what point, what is corn about it other than, I guess, it's shaped like a piece of corn, but it's not flavorful. It's not good. It's waxy. It's like, you know, when you were a kid, you used to get those wax lips.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what that is.
But
it's like dye number 7. That's all you're eating. How can you digest that?
You eating more dye than anything. It's nothing but dye and sugar and plastic and hope and disappointment.
It's disappointment for sure.
It's like, I feel like they tried to... Okay, Jay Boog, and there's no rush because I can continue to talk, but what do you consider a black candy?
A black candy?
Yeah, like any candy that you feel like is a part of the culture.
Boston baked beans? Did you eat those? We ate them.
I did.
You didn't like them?
No, I love them, actually. But I have a hard time believing anything with Boston is a part of the culture.
Well, that's true.
That's the only thing. Like, don't get me wrong, the candy, I'm here with you on that one. Phenomenal. Mm-hmm. But I just can't do the word Boston.
Yeah. At all. They didn't taste anything like baked beans. I don't even know why they were called that, but that was just something.
Yeah, what was up with that?
Is Lemonheads a hood candy? I didn't like lemon. They were too sour.
Lemonheads, that's a good one. That's an episode in itself too. So 12 Calibre or you, we need to do the top hood candies of all time.
Okay.
That's a good one. But I feel like the reason why I brought that up is because I feel like if we adopted the hood candy, or even if I find out we actually invented it, I feel like that's what they tried to follow up with.
The candy corn. And our people have been deceived because I see a lot of our people that eat that, and I just don't get it.
Every day.
We've been bamboozled again. Y'all let the man bamboozle y'all again.
Yeah, Penrose, he disappoints me every day. Wait, give me a second real quick. Okay, let's get back to it. Now, where was we at?
Oh, you were talking about Penrose disappointing you every day.
Yeah, every day. Like when he calls me, I'm proud that he called me. I feel, oh my God, that's cool. Penrose is calling me, and then as soon as I answer, I'd be like, "But he eats candy corn," and I'm like, "Ooh, you already answered the phone, though." Shout out to Penrose, man! Like, stop. You don't have to do that. But
when he made that candy corn chicken, that's when I just could not anymore.
Yeah, our friendship was on
national internet. He made that chicken, and I've never been the same.
I've never forgot about it. And that, because I talked to my therapist about it, and what they said is that you need certain things shouldn't be on your timeline. Like you need to mute certain things on your timeline. So I took their advice. I mute candy corn. Users, abusers. Okay. I'm glad we're on the same side with that one. Final question. And you've been phenomenal. Like I don't know if you can see, but the lighters are still up. The lights are still on the phone. Like they're still standing up. I don't know why they don't sit down after a while. It's not like I told them to stand the whole show, but who's going to change it? Like, number 15, who is the alternate J-Bug in another universe?
What do you mean?
The alternate J-Bug.
Alternate.
In a different universe. Who is she?
Who is she?
Yeah.
Oh, she is tall.
Mm-hmm.
She is super girly. She can sing. She can sing. She got a voice on her.
Okay.
She's probably a little mean.
A little mean?
Probably a little mean.
Why?
Just cause.
Oh, just fuck it.
She got a little too. She's a little rough around the edges. She ain't got no filter. That's what it is. There's no filter.
No filter.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That's who that is.
So she's a tall singer with an attitude.
There you go.
All right. Professionally or just natural talent?
Just natural talent.
Got you. So out of those 15 questions, wait. Let's not forget before we get up out of here, we still need that name for that group.
Oh, the name.
Yeah. Because I can't just go see them, but I'll take a master. Who are you coming to see?
You're going to see.
And if they wear like, huh?
What? Go ahead. What are you saying?
I was about to say if they got like uniforms on, that's crazy. Like the Jackson 5.
Wow. What would be their name?
Now I got to make an album cover with them three on it too. That'd be hard.
They are so many things is popping in my head that I'm like, these are named the real groups, so I don't want to give them that.
Copyright infringement. If we find out, hey, y'all try to put out another TLC.
They would be, let's see, Britt, Autumn, Kyle.
That's a cold dynamic. Cold dynamic. Especially if you made.
I'm going to say the triple C. Cool Cat Connection, because all of them are cool. And when they connect, it's just a dope thing. The triple C's.
Well, hey, I know who I'm going to see. Triple C's. Y'all gonna have a lot of breast jokes. Just to let y'all know.
But, is triple C a thing? That's not a thing.
I don't know. I have no idea. I made that up on the spot. But triple C. I can't wait to text Britt this and 12 Cal. Hey, triple C's. Oh, well, this I got to tell you, this is definitely top five nominee.
Oh.
Yeah, show of the year. Yeah, okay. Gotta be. You know, gotta be. This is phenomenal. This was phenomenal. J-Boog, you have any questions for me? Like, you know? You did a great job, by the way. Everybody else can sit down. Put the lighters up. Y'all thumbs are probably black as I don't know what. Okay. Battery is dying. Put it down, sit down. The floor is yours.
I want to know what the alternate Baylor is.
The alternate Baylor is probably business savvy, more of a corporate mogul type of person. not as relaxed, not as goofy, more straightforward, Tom Ford cologne, you know, that type of guy. I wouldn't mind, you know, more Bruce Wayne.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. And outside of candy corn, who are you judging people for food-wise?
Food-wise, I have a problem with, I don't like mayo.
At all?
No, I tolerate it. You know, if I'm making some tuna, okay. I never did care for it. You know, have I eaten it before? Yes. And have I tolerated it before on sandwiches or burgers or something, stuff like that? I have. But it's never been a go-to for me. Never.
Mm-hmm.
I've never said, man, I'm about to make this fire sandwich and then look for the mayo. No. When I see people do, like, I don't like it at all. I don't like it. I don't. Mm. I don't. And then, you know, and you see the meme with the knife, with the mayo on the knife, and it's by the sink, and it's like, you know what this means. I do know what that means. And it used to piss me off because I'm not using it.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm not. I don't like it.
Okay, I got another question for you then to piggyback off that.
Okay.
Struggle meals.
You right.
Growing up in the hood.
Oh.
We had, I'm sure you didn't have this because you don't like it, but there was the mayo sandwich and there was the syrup sandwich.
Yes. Syrup sandwiches. I had top tier ghetto syrup sandwiches.
Okay.
Oh my God. And yes.
And how did you, was it like super, like how did you do your syrup sandwich? Was it like super soaked or like did you just let it seep in the bread a little bit so you could still pick it up and eat it?
All right. So what I used to do is I used to get the skillet. I started cooking at a young age. Turn that fire down a little low. Put some butter in the pan, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. Because I really like toasting my bread in the pan rather than putting it in the toaster, right? Also, for y'all fatbacks out there, yes, I like to cook my waffles in the pan with butter, okay? Yeah.
Your Eggo?
Yeah, but I mean,
well, it's probably not the Eggo brand, but you're saying your waffle, you put them in a pan.
Yeah, I mean, I like making them, you know, with pancake batter and stuff like that, because I like crispy waffles.
So how do you put them in a pan? You make them in the little thing first, and then you put them in a pan to get crispy, more crispy.
Well, no, I'm mainly talking about the frozen one that I'll cook in a pan.
Oh,
But if I wanted to get freaky, I would cook the waffle and then put it in a buttery pan.
Okay.
Yeah, because my big back will show out sometimes. It'll be full. It's like venom. You know what I'm saying? Like that, it'll come out sometimes.
Yeah.
But struggle meals, man. Definitely, and I may have had a Miracle Whip sandwich before.
That's what I'm, you couldn't use regular mayo. You had to use Miracle Whip for your mayo sandwich.
Well, here's what I'm saying.
Okay.
I'm not necessarily a hypocrite. I wouldn't be as mad if I put Miracle Whip on the sandwich, but putting mayo on a sandwich is a no-no.
We didn't have mayo and growing up in the hood. You had Miracle Whip, at least in my family.
But the black community is divided between mayo and Miracle Whip.
Really?
Yeah, because that the Miracle Whip comes with like a tangy sweet taste, and
yeah,
I don't think that's what they're looking for.
I don't think I had real mayo until like I moved out of my parents' house. Mm. Like, other than, like, if you go to a restaurant, obviously they use mayo. But I'm saying, like, in the house,
yeah,
I don't think I ever bought or had real mayo in a home until I moved out. Because that's all I knew was Miracle Whip.
Now, I am a fan of the other joint.
Which one? Duke's?
No. Not necessarily the brand, but it's the style. The sandwich, it's like a sandwich spread.
Mm.
I think that's what it is. Is a a spread. I forgot what it's called. It's slipping my mind right now, but I actually like that one. So I think, I don't know. I just can't do the Mayo, but I can do the Miracle Whip. And then me and my, you know, the house is divided because when I make tuna, that's chicken and tuna together. We call it tuna.
I thought you were just mispronouncing it.
No, we'll mix the chicken breast and the tuna together, and we make tuna.
Tuna.
It now myself, I add red onions, egg, of course. I season it, and I like to use Miracle Whip. She likes the mayo, so yeah. Civil War up in here when it comes to that.
Okay, get back to the syrup sandwich because I got one more question.
Okay, yeah, so I'm cooking that mug in a pan, and then, you know, sometimes I get a little bougie and I roll that motherfucker up and I dip it in the syrup.
Wait, so you make the bread, you fry the bread in the pan, you roll it up and just dip it in the syrup.
That's when I'm bougie. But if not, like I've heated up the syrup before and then spread it on the bread and made a sandwich.
Okay.
Yeah, with no shirt on, just basketball shorts, no socks.
All right.
It was crazy.
Now, are you? I feel like I should say pause. But are you a hot dog person? Pause. Or bologna. You know, we had those bologna sandwiches.
Bologna sandwiches were fire. It's just, I hated the nigga when he burped. Golly.
Now, but did you, how did you make your bologna?
Fried that motherfucker. Hell yeah.
What, crispy edges? Did you use the fork to cut the four spots in the bologna so it would lay flat, or you let it bubble up?
I let it bubble up. I've tried the other one, but that was it, because it's like, I like that little bubble. Yeah. I like the crispy edges, and then I like the smooth. Yeah, no, man, this is wild, right? Once you get to the center, it's no getting around this. It's not getting around. You know, it's bad out there in the streets. But yeah, no, for real, bologna sandwiches is fire, and hot dogs. I'm not. I don't do the glizzy game. I eat hot dogs and hot links. Pause.
Okay. Okay, that's it. That's all the questions I had.
please tell, even though I told them in the beginning of the episode where they could find you, please let them know what you got coming up, what you just finished doing, okay? Mm-hmm. Where they could find you, if you want them to find you. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I don't know when this is going to come out, but...
Next week.
Okay. You can find me at the J-Spot Network. On YouTube, you can actually search J-Spot Network. You'll find me there. Or you can go to my website, www.jsquick3pod.com. And all my social media is there. You can actually find my videos and the link directly to my YouTube there. This will be after that, but it is WNBA All-Star Weekend, so I will be live streaming that. But you know what you can do? Because I would have live streamed it. It's going to be on my YouTube. So if you want to see me and I'm hooking up with a homie, with another sports homie, Seth Talk Sports, the auntie with Uncle Tendencies, we do hook up and we watch, we live stream live commentaries during the WNBA games. And we're going to be doing that for the WNBA All-Star. So check out my YouTube and you'll see us on there. Having some good conversation around women's basketball. My podcast, Jay's Quick 3, is no longer Jay's Quick 3, but I'm still podding. I got a really dope series that Baylor is on and some of my friends from podcasting is on. I'm going to revive my podcasting skills and bring my pod back with that series. So check that out in the near future. And yeah, I'm Jay Boog. You can find me on Twitter, Instagram, and IG. Again, go to my website, jaysquick3pod.com, and you'll have the links there, because I don't exactly remember all the names. I've been drinking margaritas, and it's late where I am, so I don't remember.
Fire. See, and this was a blessing. I'm happy. I'm hungry and happy.
Okay.
Right?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
You think Audrey still makes cakes?
I think we might be able to put in a special order, maybe in a couple months.
I want something fire.
Yeah.
I want something fire. Chris, I ain't talked to Chris in like forever. That's crazy.
Shout out to my girls, too. I mean, podcast happy hour has been a long time, but
where's the group? My girls, y'all look like the Black Hippies. Y'all look like the Black Hippies right now. Can we get that album?
I mean, maybe we got life is life and right now. Everybody's doing everything. You know, Audrey just had a little bundle of joy.
Shout out.
So she's doing that. Chris has brought Shenanigans with Friends back. I'm very happy about that.
She didn't let me know about that. We officially is beefing. Okay.
Uh-oh. 420 in Vegas is the show she's been doing for the past year. That's a dope show. Tam is still doing Tamra. And Autumn has started her YouTube journey up. So if y'all not following Autumn the Aries on YouTube, please go do that.
She didn't invite me either. That's crazy.
Really?
You know what? It's not like I'm taking it personal, but it's like, could you blame me if I did?
Check her out.
Yeah, she's still
on there. Yeah.
That's all love.
But yeah, those are my girls. Shout out to them. Shout out to you, Baylor. Shout out to Britt, me and Britt have things. We have a series that we do, What's Your Top 10, where we pick an artist and we give our top 10 songs from that artist. Me and 12 Kyle, you know, have things going on. So, yeah, we out here. Me and my community, we out here. So, y'all check us out.
I love the pattern. Do you see the pattern?
What's the pattern?
The pattern is you got things going on. Everybody got things going on with each other except for me. Wow.
We're doing this.
Oh, I feel so special. Oh, I feel so special. That's crazy. Well, I'm happy for you guys. I'm glad everybody's clicking up.
Yeah.
These niggas clicking
you
up.
You and Britt have a show every other week. And if it's not Britt, I hear Kyle. You have Kyle on. You doing your thing?
That's different.
Okay.
Jay Bizzle, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Please come back.
Of course.
And we must do this again.
For sure.
Now.
I'm down.
Go tell your friends we beefing.
Uh-oh.
Yes, on. Bye.
Bye.
Yay.